그렇구나. So we're going to do an optional exercise, and I'll tell you what it is, and then before you decide whether you want to do it or not, because it will involve speaking, or possibly speaking, most likely speaking for you. It's very simple, really. It will be a kind of directed inquiry. So we'll break up into pairs, and those of us who want to do it, and we will take it in turns to answer a question posed by your partner in the pair. And the purpose of this is to look at a specific theme, to open a specific theme in a meditative way. It's obviously a theme related to what we've been doing. It's also a way to get used to interacting with a bit more presence. You, some of you, maybe all of you were talking at tea time. This is sort of like a way to explore how we give our attention to one another in a more formal way. So it's quite a good thing to do at this stage in a retreat like this, because obviously tomorrow everything changes and there'll be more to do, more to say, and our interactions will become different. So we'll break into pairs and we'll spend, I think 10 minutes each reflecting on a theme with the support of the other person asking the question. And then we'll come back to the main group and we can see if there's anything that wants to be said in the main group. So let me sort of unpack the theme a bit before we get more specific with setting the exercise up. And there's absolutely no pressure to do this. You can walk out at any time. Once the exercise is started, it's best not to walk out. But before we start the exercise, you can walk out if it doesn't feel like it's what you want to do. There's something about metta practice. One of the many ways we can talk about it or understand it is that it's a way to reconnect with our sincere wish to be well, to be happy, for our life to flourish, for us to thrive. What would your life look like if it was really flourishing and really thriving? Maybe it already is. How does life look when we imagine it moving from loving kindness, being guided by loving kindness and compassion? What does your heart most truly, deeply want from life? Metta, in a way, is about really honoring what we really deeply want. Deep down somewhere, we want to be happy and healed and whole and flourishing and thriving, don't we? Is that true? How would that look for you? How would your life look if you were super well, in balance, and full of joy? What would your life look like? What would your meditation look like? What would your relationships look like? What would your work be? What would it look like? What would your living situation look like? Your financial situation? What would it be? Do you know? Do you know what you truly, deeply want your life to be? What is your true heart's desire? This is the question. What is your true heart's desire? I don't know how we can translate that into Finnish, but I think you might have to do that. How would you translate that into Finnish? What is your true heart's desire? Is that tricky to translate? Is it tricky to understand? That's why we got to take 20 minutes. Of course you can do it in English, but I think you probably won't want to, will you? But, oh, you could ask a different question if you want to, but this is what I think is a nice thing to do. So we'll go into pairs. One person will be the answerer, the other person will be the questioner. The questioner's job is to be present for the answerer, and to be sensitive to when it might be appropriate to just drop in the question again. What is your true heart's desire? That's all the questioner is allowed to say. The answerer can say whatever they want to. It's not for anybody else apart from the... Did I say that right? The answerer can say whatever they want to. It's not for anybody else. It's really for the answerer. The exercise. So you can't get it wrong. You can talk about what you want. You don't have to speak. You can sit there silently, just sense into things, see what comes out of the depths of your intuition. Yeah, and it's nice if the questioner has their eyes open. Bye, Wood.
So what's the idea that the person who's asking the question, he or she can repeat it?
Yes, a repeating question.
Yeah. How many times?
There's no rule.
Okay, but not like, what's your heart?
No. What's your true heart's desire? What's your true heart's desire? What's your true heart's desire? That's too quick. more than once is good, probably. Well, at least once. But you have to be sensitive. You have to tune into the person who's speaking. If they feel like they've got lost, they might say, "Can you ask me the question again?" And then the person says, "What is your true heart's desire?" That might help them, bring them back to the focus of the question. And if there's a lull and it seems quiet and it feels like it's appropriate and it's not interrupting the flow, you can just drop it in again if it feels appropriate. Maybe you get it wrong and you sort of get in the way, but it doesn't matter. You know, it's not an exact science. It's to be there and to be present with them, to support the person to explore what comes up when they're asked their true heart's desire is. What is your true heart's desire? To have a life that looks a certain way? To have work that looks a certain way? To have a mind that is a certain way? Hello.
Yeah, I was just wondering if it's just the one question, or are you allowed to make follow-up questions or something like that?
Just the one question, okay. If you're the answerer. Sorry, if you're the questioner. If you're the questioner, it's just the one question. The person who's speaking can answer whatever question they want to. They're free to go off down weird tracks and see what comes. Chances are they'll be influenced by the question.
So a simple translation would be, mitä sydämesi todella haluaa?
Tai mitä sydämesi syvästi halaa?
Mä ajattelin, että mikä on sydämesi ohjaama tie?
Kai voisi sanoa myös, että mitä todella haluaa.
We've opened a can of worms, haven't we?
I guess one can choose.
The person to choose would be the one who's answering the question, really.
Sorry?
If you're the one who's answering the question, should be the one to choose the question. So, or how it's formed in Finnish, if that's all right. So the purpose is to help us become aware of what brings us joy in a way. This is a lot about joy. A lot about joy. Joy, gladness, gratitude, uplift. And because I think that deep down somewhere our heart really knows what it's like to be well and to flourish and to flow and to be healthy and well and for life to work in a really fulfilling way. How does that look? Do we even know? Have we even dared to think what it could be like, our lives? Because look, it hasn't happened yet, has it? The rest of our life. This is the beginning of it today. Does it make sense as an exercise?
And you will ring the bell?
Yeah, I'll ring the bell after 10 minutes and then you'll swap and the other person will.
Is there a silence in between or?
Yeah, there'll be a moment just for everything to calm down and then we'll start the second person. And then we'll break up from pairs and come back to the main group. And if anything wants to be said about what came up, it can be, or not. Not compulsory. How do you feel about this weird experiment? Feel good? Yeah? So, I would recommend not doing it with someone that you know. But you can do it, you know, you've got to get into pairs somehow. I don't know if we have an even number. That could be tricky. Let's see. So, how about if? So, if let's move into getting into pairs. If you don't want to do it, hello.
If there's somebody who doesn't want to participate, how should they?
They should. Oh, well, they can sit here quietly, or go. Yeah, good question though. Yeah, if you want to stay, it's okay to stay and sit quietly. And be in the space, yeah. Thank you. But if you don't want to do it and you want to go and have a cup of tea or do some walking or whatever, then you're welcome to do that now. All right, willing to try this with me? Yeah. So let's stand up.